This is the TLT show.
I'm Tamia.
I'm Trevue.
And I'm Lodair.
And we'll be discussing the questions about the book Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands by Susan Carroll McCarthy.
In the author's notes, the author says this story was mainly based on her parents and her grandparents. Do you think her parents and her had the same perspective on the situation?
I feel like they didn't, because what if she just didn't want her parents to have a bad perspective, because they were in the South. Of course, everybody thought badly of African Americans.
I say it's yes, because the way children are brought up is usually how their parents raised them. And so I believe that if they taught her, like, you're okay with this, then she's going to believe that she's okay with it.
I agree with Lodair, because the way you're brought up will affect your lifestyle and beliefs. Why do you think Mitchell wasn't involved in the story as much as Risa and Ren?
I feel like he wasn't involved because he was too young to understand what was going on, and they didn't really care about how he felt, because I don't think he really knew Marvin as good as everybody else did. And when he was in the story, he kind of messed up some stuff when he blurted out that Ren was shot when they were trying to hide that.
Yeah, I agree with Tamia, because you're too young to understand what's happening, so there's no point in your opinion being introduced in the story.
Is it ironic when Marvin died, Risa denied her beliefs in God, but later on when her family was in trouble, she would pray?
Yes, it is, because she needed God's guidance, and when Marvin died, she needed someone to blame.
When, in the middle of the story, she said that God wasn't there, or God didn't care about them, so I believe that it is ironic, because in the end of the story, when she actually needed God, she would believe in him. So it was kind of, if she needed him, then she would pray for him.
How did each character change after Marvin's death?
Armetta changed because after her son died, she knew she had to take charge and she became stronger.
Warren changed because he had polio, and in the beginning of the book, he was very, like, aware and cautious of it, and he was scared of some things, but towards the end of the book, he became more, I know I have to do this and fight for what... The polio didn't affect him towards the end of the book as much as it did in the beginning.
I feel like Risa changed because in the beginning of the book, she missed Marvin, she was hurt, and she would blame God a lot, but as it kept going, she started to understand who she was, she would pray to God more and wanted to accept him more. What similarities and differences between To Kill a Mockingbird and Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands?
Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird was younger, and I feel like she didn't understand racism as much as Risa.
Atticus in To Kill a Mockingbird and Warren and Elizabeth are very similar because they both teach their children that racism is not okay.
I feel like the scene was the same, but the families, they chose not to be racist in a racist environment. If the Mahones were from the South, how do you think perceptions would change?
I feel like the perceptions would change because they were around it their whole life, and so it probably would have rubbed off on them more than it would have if they were not in the North.
Like we said earlier, where you're brought up will affect your lifestyle and beliefs.
If the Klan didn't kill Marvin, do you think the McMahons would have cared as much?
I don't think they would have cared, because no one really cares about what happens until it hurts them personally. And it was going on way before that, and they didn't say anything.
They knew that murders were happening at the same place that Marvin was beaten up, so they didn't care before, and they wouldn't have cared after Marvin hadn't died.
I agree with both of y'all, because it didn't really come to, like, their realization until it was close to them, and Warren used to always, like, sugarcoat what was happening, and until Marvin died, then he started telling his kids what was actually going on in Florida. The characters expressed when their nightmare begins. For Ren, it was when he got shot. For Risa, it was when Marvin was killed. And for their parents, it was when they moved to Florida. When do you think the nightmare began?
I feel like the nightmare began, well, it was already beginning because it was Florida and it was already racist down in the South. But I feel like for them, it began when Marvin was killed, because they took that personal of what racism was going on.
From my perspective, it began when they first moved there, because they still lived in the North and they would have never been open to that type of racism.
I believe it began when the Klan was actually thinking about, like, Warren himself because he stole the files.
Risa was a young girl growing up in a racist town, but her family taught her otherwise. When Marvin was killed, the family learned how to deal with racism and fight for others' rights as well as theirs.
Thanks for listening to the TLT Show.